Mother Goose's Nursery rhymes a collection of alphabets, rhymes, tales, and jingles. Listen to and download free AI-generated audiobooks at 3ords.com, the Project Gutenberg ebook of Mother Goose's Nursery Rhymes. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. Title: Mother Goose's Nursery Rhymes, Illustrator: John Gilbert, Walter Crane, John Tenniel, Harrison Weir, Johann Baptist Zwecker. Release date: May 24, 2012, ebook 39,784. Language: English. Other information and formats: www.gutenberg.org/ebook/39,784. Credits: produced by Chris Kerno, Emmy, and the online distributed proofreading team at http://www.pgdp.net. Music transcribed by Ann Selnick. This file was produced from images generously made available by the Internet Archive asterisk. Start of the project GUTNBRG EBOOK Mother Goose's Nursery RHYMES asterisk. Mother Goose Flying on Goose. Mother Goose's Nursery Rhymes. A collection of alphabets, rhymes, tales, and jingles with illustrations by Sir John Gilbert, R.A. John T. N.N.I.L., Harrison Weir, Walter Crane, W. McConnell, J.B. Z.W.E.C.K.E.R., and others. Woman with Pig and Goat. London. George Routledge and Sons, The Broadway, LUDGAT, New York, 416 BROME Street, 1877, Publisher's Emblem Contents. Page A. Apple Pie 156, ABC Tumble Down D 286. A Carrion Crow Sat on an Oak 120, A Diller, A Dollar, A 10 O'Clock Scholar 257, A Farmer Went Trotting Upon His Gray Mare 292, A Little Boy Went Into a Barn 207, A Little Cock Sparrow Sat on a Tree 309, A Man of Words and Not of Deeds 295, A Man Went Hunting at Reigate 47, A Milking, A Milking My Maid 140, Apple Pie, Pudding, and Pancake 288, As I Was Going Along, Long, Long 140, As I Was Going Up Pippin Hill 297, As I Was Going Up Primrose Hill 207, As I Was Going to St. Ives 318, As I Went to Bonner 60, As Tommy Snooks and Bessie Brooks 264, At the Siege of Belleisle I Was There All the While 141, Away Birds Away 118, Ba Ba Black Sheep Music 170, Barber, Barber, Shave a Pig, 172, Bat, Bat, Come Under My Hat, 241, Bessie Bell and Mary Gray, 173, Bless You, Bonnie B, 308, Blow, Wind, Blow and Go, Mill, Go. 183, Bow, Wow, Wow, 304, Boys and Girls, Come Out to Play, 14, Brow, Brow, Brinky, 61, By Baby Bunting, 141, Charlie, Charlie, Stole the Barley, 285, Come Let's to Bed, Says Sleepyhead, 144. Crossbatch, Draw the Latch, 223, Cry Baby, Cry, 214, Curly Locks, Wilt Thou Be Mine, 188, Daffy Down Dilly Has Come Up to Town, 209, Dame Duck's Lessons to Her Ducklings, 150, Dance a Baby Did It, 141, Dance to Your Daddy, 180, Death and Burial of Poor Cock Robin, 79, Deedle Deedle Dumpling My Son John, 228, Dickory Dickory Dock Music, 256, Dickory Dickory Dare, 58, Ding Dong Bell, 224, Ding Dong Darrow, 149, Dr. Foster Went to Gloucester, 148, Early to Bed and Early to Rise, 297, Eggs, Butter, Cheese, Bread, 221, Elizabeth, Elspeth, Betsy and Bess, 286, For Every Evil Under the Sun, 300, 4 and 20, Tailors Went to Kill a Snail, 148, Freddy and the Cherry Tree, 111, Frog He Would A Wooing Go, 124, Frogs The Chorus, 222, Georgie Porgy, Music, 289, Good Dobbin, 265, Good King Arthur, 51, Goosey Goosey Gander, Music, 193, Go to Bed First, A Golden Purse, 318, Great A Little A, 239, Handy Spandy Jackadandy, 194, Hark Hark The Dogs Do Bark, 190, Here Am I Little Jumping Joan, 264, Here We Go Up, 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 194, He That Would Thrive, 217, Hey, Diddle, Diddle, 174, Hey, my kitten, 194, hickety-pickety, my black hen, 230. Hi-diddle-ding, 135. Hi-diddle-doubt, my candle's out, 169. Hot cross buns, 52, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, music. 48, hushabye, baby, 217. Hushabye, baby, lie still with thy daddy, 294. Hush, baby, my doll, I pray you don't cry, 61. If all the world were water, 194. If wishes were horses, beggars would ride, 189. If you are to be a gentleman. 61. I had a little dog, they called him Buff, 119. I had a little hen, the prettiest ever seen, 208. I had a little hobby horse, 221. I had a little husband no bigger than my thumb, 192. I had a little pony, 195. I have a little sister, they call her Peep Peep, 192. I'll tell you a story. 231. I love sixpence, 232. I love little pussy, 290. I saw a ship a-sailing, 129. Is John Smith within 153? Jack and Jill went up the hill, music. 212. Jack be nimble, 183. Jack Sprat could eat no fat, 60. Jack Sprat had a cat, 119. Jack Sprat's pig, 308. Jackie, come give me thy fiddle, 257. Jenny shall have a new bonnet. 305. John Cook, he had a little gray mare, 153. John Gilpin, 266. Ladybird, 261. Leg over leg, 261. Let us go to the woods, says this pig, 304. Little Betty Blue, 294. Little Blue Betty lived in a lane, 123. Little Bo Peep. Music. 312. Little Boy Blue, 136. Little Boy, Pretty Boy, where were you born? 173. Little Girl, where have you been? 180. Little Jack Horner, music. 80. Little Miss Muffet, 263. Little Nancy Eddicote, 123. Little Polly Flinders, 239. Little Robin Redbreast sat upon a rail, 149. Little Tommy Tittlemouse, 195. Little Tom Tucker, music. 146. Marjorie Muttonpie and Johnny Bo Peep, 188. Marriage of Cock Robin and Jenny Wren, 84. Mary had a pretty bird, 122. Mary, quite contrary, 148. Molly, my sister, and I fell out, 59. Mr. Ispister and Betsy, his sister, 311. Multiplication is vexation, 209. My lady wind, 303. My little old man and I fell out, 288. Needles and pins, 300. Nevy, knick-knack, 306. Nursery rhyme alphabet, 226. Oh, mother, I'm to be married to Mr. Punchinello, 306. Oh, the rusty, dusty, rusty miller, 168. Old Father Gray Beard, 140. Old King Cole, 154. Old Mother Goose, 9. Old Mother Hubbard, 64. Old Mother Whittle Waddle, 206. Old woman, shall we go a-shearing, 298. One misty, moisty morning, 228. 1, 2, buckle my shoe, 191. 1, 2, 3, 219. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 261. Pat a cake, baker's man, 299. Peas pudding hot, 188. Peter White will ne'er go right, 217. Pit pat well-a-day, 149. Pity patty polt, 61. Please to remember the 5th of November, 260. Poor dog Bright, 296. Poor old Robinson Crusoe, 240. Pussycat ate the dumplings, 299. Pussycat, where have you been? 195. Pussy sits beside the fire, 168. Queen Anne, she sits in the sun, 180. Rain, go away, 309. Rain, go to Spain, 307. Ride a cock horse, 184. Robin and Richard were two pretty men, 183. See a pin and pick it up, 259. Seesaw, Marjorie Daw, 178. See, what shall I see? 195. Simple Simon, music. 112. Sing a song of sixpence, music. 234. Snail, come out of your hole, 141. Snail, come put out your horn, 189. Solomon Grundy, 59. Some little mice sat in a barn, 320. Swan, over the sea, 228. Taffy was a Welshman, 291. The barber shaved the mason, 63. The cat sat asleep by the side of the fire, 264. The cock doth crow, 119. The cuckoo's a bonny bird, 298. The fox and the farmer, 186. The great brown owl, 145. The house that Jack built, 196. The king of France went up the hill, 119. The lion and the unicorn were fighting for the crown, 172. The man in the moon, 149. the north wind doth blow, 241, the old woman and her pig, 242, the old woman must stand at the tub, 229, the queen of hearts, 210, there was a crooked man, 169, there was a fat man of Bombay, 233, there was a jolly miller, 56, there was a little man and he had a little gun, 209, there was a monkey climbed up a tree, 82. There was an old crow, 223. There was an old man of Tobago, 262. There was an old woman, and what do you think, 319. There was an old woman, as I've heard tell, 134. There was an old woman called Nothing at All, 220. There was an old woman lived under a hill, 139. There was an old woman tossed up in a basket, 181. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe, 218. There was an owl lived in an oak, 50. There was a rat for want of stairs, 188. There were three crows sat on a stone, 211. The robin redbreasts, 138. The rose is red, the violets blue, 310. The turtle dove's nest, 215. The waves on the seashore, 83. The wonderful Darby ram, 302. The young linnets, 176. This is the way the ladies go, 261. Thomas a tatamus took two teas, 172. Three children sliding on the ice, 301, three straws on a staff, 209, three wise men of Gotham, 135, to make your candles last for aye, 144, to market a gallop a trot, 288, to market to buy a fat pig, 52, Tommy kept a chandler's shop, 258, Tom Thumb's alphabet, 15, Tom the piper's son, music, 130, twinkle, twinkle, little star, 284, two legs sat upon three legs, 206 uphill and down dale, 287 uphill spare me, 307, Valentine, oh Valentine, 311, walrus, thee and the carpenter, 42, we are all in the dumps, 139, we'll go a shooting, 310, what's the news of the day, 223, when I was a bachelor, I lived by myself, 182, when little Fred went to bed, 308, when the wind is in the east, 214, where are you going to, my pretty maid, 62, who stole the bird's nest, 53, Willy boy, where are you going, 118, young lambs to sell, 142, you shall have an apple, 294, Mother Goose's nursery, rhymes, old Mother Goose. Old Mother Goose, when she wanted to wander, would ride through the air on a very fine gander, Mother Goose had a house, 'twas built in a wood, where an owl at the door for sentinel stood, this is her son Jack, a plain-looking lad, he is not very good, nor yet very bad, she sent him to market, a live goose he bought. Here, mother, says he, it will not go for naught. Jack's goose and her gander grew very fond, they'd both eat together, or swim in one pond, Jack to buy goose. She sent him to market, a live goose he bought. Jack found one fine morning, as I have been told, his goose had laid him an egg of pure gold. Jack rode to his mother, the news for to tell, she called him a good boy, and said it was well. Jack sold his gold egg to a rogue of a Jew, who cheated him out of the half of his due. Then Jack went a-courting, a lady so gay, as fair as the lily, and sweet as the may, the Jew and the squire came behind his back and began to belabor the sides of poor Jack. And then the gold egg was thrown into the sea, Jack vowing, when Jackie jumped in and got it back presently. The Jew got the goose, which he vowed he would kill, resolving at once his pockets to fill, Mother Goose riding a goose. Jack's mother came in and caught the goose soon and mounting its back, flew up to the moon, mother and children, boys and girls, come out to play, the moon does shine as bright as day, leave your supper and leave your sleep. And meet your playfellows in the street, come with a whoop and come with a call, and come with a good will or not at all, up the ladder and down the wall. A halfpenny loaf will serve us all, you find milk and I'll find flour, and we'll have a pudding in half an hour, Tom Thumb's alphabet title. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. A was an archer, who shot at a frog. B was a butcher, who had a great dog. C was a captain, all covered with lace. D was a drummer, who played with a grace. E was an esquire, with pride on his brow. F was a farmer, who followed the plow. G was a gamester, who had but ill luck. H was a hunter, who hunted a buck. I was an Italian, who had a white mouse. J was a joiner who built up a house. K was a king, so mighty and grand. L was a lady who had a white hand. M was a miser who hoarded up gold. N was a nobleman, gallant and bold. O was an organ boy who played for his bread. P a policeman of bad boys the dread. Q was a Quaker who would not bow down. R was a robber who prowled about town. S was a sailor who spent all he got. T was a tinker who mendied a pot, U was an usher with dunces severe, V was a veteran who never knew fear, W was a waiter with dinners in store, X was expensive and so became poor, Y was a youth who did not like school, Z was a zany who looked a great fool, the walrus and the carpenter. The sun was shining on the sea, shining with all his might, he did his very best to make the billows smooth and bright. And this was odd because it was the middle of the night. The moon was shining sulkily because she thought the sun had got no business to be there after the day was done. It's very rude of him, she said, to come and spoil the fun. The sea was wet as wet could be. The sands were dry as dry. You could not see a cloud because no cloud was in the sky. No birds were flying overhead. There were no birds to fly. The walrus and the carpenter were walking close at hand. They wept like anything to see such quantities of sand. If this were only cleared away, they said, it would be grand. If seven maids with seven mops swept it for half a year, do you suppose, the walrus said, that they could get it clear? I doubt it, said the carpenter, and shed a bitter tear, walrus. Oh, oysters, come and walk with us, the walrus did beseech. A pleasant walk, a pleasant talk, along the briny beach, we cannot do with more than four to give a hand to each. The eldest oyster looked at him, but never a word he said. The eldest oyster winked his eye and shook his heavy head, meaning to say he did not choose to leave the oyster bed, but four young oysters hurried up, all eager for the treat. Their coats were brushed, their faces washed, their shoes were clean and neat. And this was odd because, you know, they hadn't any feet. Four other oysters followed them. And yet another four, and thick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more, all hopping through the frothy waves and scrambling to the shore. The walrus and the carpenter walked on a mile or so, and then they rested on a rock, conveniently low, and all the little oysters stood and waited in a row. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot, and whether pigs have wings. But wait a bit, the oysters cried, before we have our chat, for some of us are out of breath and all of us are fat. No hurry, said the carpenter. They thanked him much for that, walrus and carpenter. A loaf of bread, the walrus said, is what we chiefly need. Pepper and vinegar besides are very good indeed. Now if you're ready, oysters dear, we can begin to feed. But not on us, the oysters cried, turning a little blue. After such kindness, that would be a dismal thing to do. The night is fine, the walrus said. Do you admire the view? It was so kind of you to come, and you are very nice. The carpenter said nothing but, cut us another slice. I wish you were not quite so deaf. I've had to ask you twice. It seems a shame, the walrus said, to play them such a trick after we've brought them out so far and made them trot so quick. The carpenter said nothing but, the butter's spread too thick. Walrus and carpenter again. I weep for you, the walrus said. I deeply sympathize. With sobs and tears, he sorted out those of the largest size, holding his pocket handkerchief before his streaming eyes. Oh, oysters, said the carpenter, you've had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again? But answer there came none, and this was scarcely odd because they'd eaten every one. Lewis Carroll, A, by permission of the author. Man, a man went hunting, A-T-R-E-I-G-A-T-E. A man went hunting at Reigate. And wished to jump over a high gate, says the owner. Go round, with your horse and your hound, for you never shall leap over my gate. Man falling off wall, Humpty Dumpty, music, Humpty Dumpty. Transcriber's note, you can play this music MIDI file by clicking here. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't set Humpty Dumpty up again. Owl and oak. There was an owl, L-I-V-E-D, in A-N oak. There was an owl lived in an oak. Whiskey, wasky, wheedle, and all the words he ever spoke were fiddle, faddle, feedle. A sportsman chanced to come that way. Whiskey, wasky, wheedle, says he. I'll shoot you, silly bird, so fiddle, faddle, feedle. Owl and tree, good King Arthur. When good King Arthur ruled this land, he was a goodly king. He bought 3 pecks of barley meal to make a bag pudding. A bag pudding the king did make, and stuffed it well with plums, and in it put great lumps of fat, as big as my two thumbs. The king and queen did eat thereof, and noblemen beside, and what they could not eat that night. The queen next morning fried, riding a pig, to market to buy a fat pig. Home again, jiggity jig, to market to buy a fat hog. Home again, jiggity jog, bun seller, hot cross buns, one a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns, if your daughters don't like them, give them to your sons, one a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns, bird on branch. Who stole the bird's nest? To wit. To wit, to wee, will you listen to me? Who stole 4 eggs I laid? And the nice nest I made, a nest, a cow, a tree, not, I said the cow, moo, such a thing I'd never do, I gave you a wisp of hay. But did not take your nest away, not, I said the cow, moo, such a thing I'd never do, dog, bird, sheep, bird, bobolink. Bobolink? Now, what do you think, who stole a nest away? From the plum tree today, not, I said the dog, bow wow. I wouldn't be so mean, I vow. I gave some hares the nest to make. But the nest I did not take, not I, said the dog. Bow wow, I would not be so mean, I vow. Cuckoo, 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 let me speak a word or two. Who stole that pretty nest from little Robin Redbreast? Not I, said the sheep. Oh no, I would not treat a poor bird so. I gave the wool the nest to line. But the nest was none of mine. Bah, bah, said the sheep. Oh no, I wouldn't treat a poor bird so. Caw, caw, cried the crow. I should like to know. What thief took away a bird's nest today? Hen. Chuck, chuck. Said the hen, don't ask me again why I haven't a chick. Would do such a trick. We all gave her a feather, and she wove them together. Scorn to intrude on her and her brood. Chuck, chuck, said the hen, don't ask me again. Churrower, churrower, we will make a great stir. Let us find out his name, and all cry for shame. A little boy hung down his head, and went and hid behind the bed, for he stole that pretty nest from little Robin Redbreast, and he felt so full of shame. He did not like to tell his name, Miller in front of Waterwheel. There was a jolly miller. There was a jolly miller lived on the river Dee. He worked and sang from morn till night. No lark so blithe as he, and this the burden of his song forever used to be. I care for nobody, no, not I, since nobody cares for me. Miller smoking pipe. Man holding floating pig by rope. D-I-C-K-R-Y, D-I-C-K-R-Y, dare. Dickory, dickory, dare. The pig flew up in the air, the man in brown soon brought him down. Dickory, dickory, dare, Molly, my sister, and I fell out. And what do you think it was about? She loved coffee, and I loved tea. And that was the reason we couldn't agree. Solomon Grundy, born on a Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on Wednesday, very ill on Thursday, worse on Friday, died on Saturday, buried on Sunday. This is the end of Solomon Grundy, Jack and Mrs. Spratt. Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean, and so betwixt them both, you see, they licked the platter clean, woman talking to man. As I went to Bonner, I met a pig without a wig, upon my word and honor, girl with dolly, hush baby my doll, I pray you don't cry, and I'll give you some bread and some milk by and by, or perhaps you like custard, or maybe a tart, then to either you are welcome with all my heart, pity patty polt, shoe the wild colt, here a nail and there a nail, pity patty polt, brow, brow, brinky, eye, winky, mouth, mouth, merry, cheek, cheek, cherry, chin, chopper, and see, if you are to be a gentleman as I suppose you'll be, you'll neither laugh nor smile for a tickling of the knee, man and milkmaid. Where are you going to, my pretty maid? I am going a-milking, sir, she said. May I go with you, my pretty maid? You're kindly welcome, sir, she said. What is your father, my pretty maid? My father's a farmer, sir, she said. What is your fortune, my pretty maid? My face is my fortune, sir, she said. Then I won't marry you, my pretty maid. Nobody asked you, sir, she said, barber and mason. The barber shaved the mason, and as I suppose, cut off his nose and popped it in the basin, Mother Hubbard and dog looking into bare cupboard. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard. Hubbard and dog before fire. Old Mother Hubbard and her dog, Old Mother Hubbard, went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a bone, but when she came there, the cupboard was bare. And so the poor dog had none, dog dead, she went to the baker's to buy him some bread, but when she came back, the poor dog was dead, dog up, she went to the joiner's to buy him a coffin, but when she came back, the poor dog was laughing, dog smoking pipe. She took a clean dish to get him some tripe, but when she came back, he was smoking a pipe, dog in chair, she went to the alehouse to get him some beer, but when she came back, the dog sat in a chair, dog on his head, she went to the tavern. White wine and red. But when she came back, the dog stood on his head, dog feeding cat, she went to the hatter's to buy him a hat. But when she came back, he was feeding the cat, dog dancing a jig. She went to the barber's to buy him a wig, but when she came back, he was dancing a jig, dog playing a flute. She went to the fruiterer's to buy him some fruit, but when she came back, he was playing the flute. Dog riding goat, she went to the tailor's to buy him a coat, but when she came back, he was riding a goat. Dog reading paper, she went to the cobbler's to buy him some shoes, but when she came back, he was reading the news, dog spinning, she went to the sempstress to buy him some linen, but when she came back, the dog was a-spinning, dog dressed, she went to the hosier's to buy him some hose, but when she came back, he was dressed in his clothes, dog bowing, Hubbard curstying. The dame made a curtsey, the dog made a bow. The dame made a curtsy, the dog made a bow, the dame said, your servant. The dog said, bow wow. This wonderful dog was Dame Hubbard's delight. He could sing, he could dance, he could read, he could write. She gave him rich dainties whenever he fed and erected a monument. When he was dead, dog monument, Jack Horner, little Jack Horner, Jack Horner song. Transcriber's note, you can play this music MIDI file by clicking here. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner, eating a Christmas pie he put in his thumb, and he took out a plum and said, what a good boy am I. Monkey drawings, there was a monkey climbed up a tree. When he fell down, then down fell he. There was a crow sat on a stone when he was gone, then there was none. There was an old wife did eat an apple. When she ate two, she had ate a couple. There was a horse going to the mill. When he went on, he didn't stand still. There was a butcher cut his thumb. When it did bleed, then blood it did run. There was a jockey ran a race. When he ran fast, he ran apace. There was a cobbler clouting shoon. When they were mended, then they were done. There was a navy went into Spain. When it returned, it came back again. The waves on the seashore, roll on, you restless waves, that toss about and roar, why do you all run back again? When you have reached the shore, roll on, you noisy waves, roll higher up the strand, how is it that you cannot pass that line of yellow sand? We may not dare, the waves reply. That line of yellow sand is laid along the shore to bound the waters and the land. And all should keep to time and place, and all should keep to rule, both waves upon the sandy shore and little boys at school. Brid behind a fan, Jenny blushed behind her fan, bird on branch, the marriage of Cock Robin and Jenny Wren. It was on a merry time, when Jenny Wren was young, so neatly as she danced, and so sweetly as she sung. Robin Redbreast lost his heart, he was a gallant bird, he doffed his hat to Jenny, and thus to her he said, Robin calling, my dearest Jenny Wren, if you will but be mine, you shall dine on cherry pie and drink nice currant wine. I'll dress you like a goldfinch or like a peacock gay, so if you'll have me, Jenny, let us appoint the day. Meeting the cock and hen, Jenny blushed behind her fan, and thus declared her mind. Then let it be tomorrow, Bob, I take your offer kind. Cherry pie is very good, so is currant wine, but I'll wear my russet gown and never dress too fine. The parson Robin rose up early at the break of day. He flew to Jenny Wren's house to sing a roundelay. He met the cock and hen and bade the cock declare this was his wedding day. With Jenny Wren the fair, the cock then blew his horn to let the neighbors know this was Robin's wedding day and they might see the show, guests. At first came Parson Rook with his spectacles and band and one of Mother Hubbard's books. He held within his hand. Then followed him the lark, for he could sweetly sing, and he was to be the clerk at Cock Robin's wedding. He sang of Robin's love for little Jenny Wren, and when he came unto the end, then he began again. The goldfinch came on next, to give away the bride. The linnet, being bridesmaid, walked by Jenny's side, and as she was a-walking, said, upon my word, I think that your Cock Robin is a very pretty bird. The blackbird and the thrush and charming nightingale, whose sweet jug sweetly echoes, through every grove and dale, the sparrow and tomtit, and many more were there, all came to see the wedding of Jenny Wren the fair. The bullfinch walked by Robin, and thus to him did say, pray mark, friend Robin Redbreast, that goldfinch dressed so gay, what though her gay apparel becomes her very well, yet Jenny's modest dress and look must bear away the bell. Bride and bridegroom. Then came the bride and bridegroom, quite plainly was she dressed, and blushed so much her cheeks were as red as Robin's breast. But Robin cheered her up, my pretty Jen, said he, we're going to be married and happy we shall be. Oh then, says Parson Rook, who gives this maid away? I do, says the goldfinch, and her fortune I will pay. Here's a bag of grain of many sorts, and other things beside. Now happy be the bridegroom, and happy be the bride. And will you have her, Robin, to be your wedded wife? Yes, I will, says Robin, and love her all my life. And you will have him, Jenny, your husband now to be? Yes, I will, says Jenny, and love him heartily. Then on her finger fair, Cock Robin put the ring. You're married now, says Parson Rook, while the lark aloud did sing. Happy be the bridegroom, and happy be the bride, and may not man, nor bird, nor beast, this happy pair divide. The party, the birds were asked to dine, not Jenny's friends alone. But every pretty songster, that had Cock Robin known. They had a cherry pie, besides some currant wine, and every guest brought something. That sumptuous they might dine, now they all sat or stood, to eat and to drink, and every one said what he happened to think more party. They each took a bumper and drank to the pair, Cock Robin the bridegroom, and Jenny the fair. The dinner things removed, they all began to sing, and soon they made the place, near a mile round to ring. The concert it was fine, and every bird tried who best should sing for Robin, and Jenny Wren the bride, Cock Robin shot. When in came the cuckoo, and made a great rout, he caught hold of Jenny and pulled her about. Cock Robin was angry, and so was the sparrow, who fetched in a hurry his bow and his arrow. His aim then he took, but he took it not right. His skill was not good, or he shot in a fright, for the cuckoo he missed, but Cock Robin he killed. And all the birds mourned that his blood was so spilled, mourning, alas, poor Cock Robin, sparrow with bow. The death and burial of poor Cock Robin, who killed Cock Robin, I said the sparrow, with my bow and arrow. I killed Cock Robin, this is the sparrow, with his bow and arrow, fly seeing him die. Who saw him die, I said the fly, with my little eye, I saw him die. This is the little fly, who saw Cock Robin die. Fish catching blood, who caught his blood, I said the fish, with my little dish, I caught his blood. This is the fish that held the dish, beetle making shroud. Who'll make his shroud, I said the beetle. With my thread and needle, I'll make his shroud. This is the beetle with his thread and needle, owl with spade. Who'll dig his grave? I said the owl, with my spade and shoal, I'll dig his grave. This is the owl with his spade and shoal, rook with book, who'll be the parson? I said the rook, with my little book, I'll be the parson. This is the rook, reading his book, lark. Who'll be the clerk? I said the lark, if it's not in the dark, I'll be the clerk. This is the lark, saying, amen, like a clerk, kite carrying coffin. Who'll carry him to the grave? I said the kite. If it's not in the night, I'll carry him to the grave. This is the kite, about to take flight. Linnet, who'll carry the link? I said the linnet. I'll fetch it in a minute, I'll carry the link. This is the linnet, and a link with fire in it. Dove mourning, who'll be chief mourner? I said the dove, for I mourn for my love, I'll be chief mourner. This is the dove, who cock robin did love, singing thrush. Who'll sing a psalm? I said the thrush, as she sat in a bush, I'll sing a psalm. This is the thrush, singing psalms from a bush, bull pulling bell cord. Who'll toll the bell? I said the bull, because I can pull so, cock robin, farewell. This is the bull, who the bell rope did pull. Poor cock robin sign, all the birds of the air, fell a-sighing and sobbing when they heard the bell toll for poor cock robin, birds mourning. Freddy and the cherry tree, F and a T, Reddy saw some fine ripe cherries, hanging on a cherry tree, and he said, you pretty cherries, will you not come down to me? Thank you kindly, said a cherry. We would rather stay up here. If we ventured down this morning, you would eat us up, I fear. One, the finest of the cherries, dangled from a slender twig. You are beautiful, said Freddy, red and ripe, and oh, how big. Catch me, said the cherry, catch me, little master, if you can. I would catch you soon, said Freddy, if I were a grown-up man. Freddy jumped and tried to reach it, standing high upon his toes, but the cherry bobbed about and laughed and tickled Freddy's nose. Simple Simon's song. Transcriber's note, you can play this music MIDI file by clicking here. Simple Simon met a pieman, going to the fair, says Simple Simon to the pieman, let me taste your ware, says the pieman to Simple Simon, show me first your penny, says Simple Simon to the pieman, indeed I have not any. He went to catch a dicky bird, and thought he could not fail, because he'd got a little salt, to put upon his tail, Simon and pieman. He went to take a bird's nest, was built upon a bough, a branch gave way, and Simon fell into a dirty slough, Simon fishing in pail, he went to shoot a wild duck, but wild duck flew away, says Simon, I can't hit him, because he will not stay. Simple Simon went a-hunting, for to catch a hare, he rode an ass about the streets, but couldn't find one there. Simple Simon went a-fishing, for to catch a whale, all the water he had got was in his mother's pail. He went for to eat honey, out of the mustard pot. He bit his tongue until he cried, that was all the good he got. He went to ride a spotted cow, that had a little calf, she threw him down upon the ground, which made the people laugh. Once Simon made a great snowball and brought it into roast, he laid it down before the fire, and soon the ball was lost. He went a slide upon the ice, before the ice would bear, then he plunged in above his knees, which made poor Simon stare. Simon and Thistle, he washed himself with blacking ball, because he had no soap, then said unto his mother, I'm a beauty now, I hope. Simple Simon went to look, if plums grew on a thistle, he pricked his fingers very much, which made poor Simon whistle. Simon and Sieve, he went for water in a sieve. But soon it all ran through, and now poor Simple Simon bids you all adieu, ivy decoration, Willie and friends. Willie boy, where are you going? I will go with you, if I may. I am going to the meadows to see them mowing. I am going to see them make the hay. Girl chasing birds away, away, birds away, take a little and leave a little. And do not come again, for if you do, I will shoot you through, and then there will be an end of you. Dog at a bar. I had a little dog, they called him Buff. I sent him to the shop for a ha'porth of snuff, but he lost the bag and spilt the snuff. So take that cuff, and that's enough. The cock doth crow to let you know if you be wise. Tea is time to rise. Jack Sprat had a cat. It had but one ear. It went to buy butter when butter was dear. The King of France went up the hill with 20,000 men. The King of France came down the hill and ne'er went up again. Man seeing crow through window. A carrion crow. Wife and man with crossbow looking at bird. A carrion crow sat on an oak. Fal de riddle, lol de riddle, hi ding do. Watching a tailor shape his coat, sing he sing ho, the old carrion crow. Fal de riddle, lol de riddle, hi ding do, wife, bring me my old bent bow. Fal de riddle, lol de riddle, hi ding do, that I may shoot yon carrion crow, sing he sing ho, the old carrion crow. Fal de riddle, lol de riddle, hi ding do, the tailor shot, and he missed his mark. Fal de riddle, lol de riddle, hi ding do, and shot the miller's sow right through the heart, sing he sing ho, the old carrion crow. Fal de riddle, lol de riddle, hi ding do, wife, oh wife, bring brandy in a spoon, fal de riddle, lol de riddle, hi ding do, for the old miller's sow is in a swoon, sing he sing ho, the old carrion crow. Fal de riddle, lol de riddle, hi ding do, Mary had a pretty bird, feathers bright and yellow, slender legs, upon my word, he was a pretty fellow. The sweetest notes he always sung, which much delighted Mary, and near the cage she'd ever sit, to hear her own canary, Little Betty and Gentleman. Little Blue Betty lived in a lane, she sold good ale to gentlemen, gentlemen came every day, and Little Blue Betty hopped away, she hopped upstairs to make her bed, and she tumbled down and broke her head, girl with candle, a candle. Little Nancy Eticoat, in a white petticoat, with a red nose, the longer she stands, the shorter she grows, frog in a hat. Frog he would a wooing geo. A frog he would a wooing geo, a frog, he would a wooing go, heyo, says Roly, whether his mother would let him or no, with a roly-poly, gammon and spinach. Heyo, says Anthony Roly, so off he set with his opera hat, heyo, says Roly, and on the road he met with a rat with a roly-poly and see. Pray, Mr. Rat, will you go with me? Heyo, says Roly, kind Mrs. Mousy for to see, with a roly-poly and see, when they came to the door of Mousy's hall, heyo, says Roly. They gave a loud knock and they gave a loud call, with a roly-poly and see. Pray, Mrs. Mouse, are you within? Heyo, says Roly. Oh yes, kind sirs, I'm sitting to spin, with a roly-poly and see, frog calling on Mrs. Mouse. Pray, Mrs. Mouse, will you give us some beer? Heyo, says Roly, for Froggy and I are fond of good cheer, with a roly-poly and see. Pray, Mr. Frog, will you give us a song? Heyo, says Roly, but let it be something that's not very long, with a roly-poly and see. Indeed, Mrs. Mouse, replied the frog, heyo, says Roly, a cold has made me as hoarse as a hog, with a roly-poly and see. Since you have caught cold, Mr. Frog, Mousy said, heyo, says Roly, I'll sing you a song that I have just made, with a roly-poly and see. But while they were all a-merry-making, heyo, says Roly, a cat and her kittens came tumbling in, with a roly-poly and see. The cat she seized the rat by the crown, heyo, says Roly. The kittens they pulled the little mouse down, with a roly-poly and see. This put Mr. Frog in a terrible fright, heyo, says Roly. He took up his hat and he wished them good night, with a roly-poly and see. But as Froggy was crossing over a brook, heyo, says Roly, a lily-white duck came and gobbled him up, with a roly-poly and see, white duck following frog. So there was an end of one, two, and three, heyo, says Roly. The rat, the mouse, and the little frog G, with a roly-poly, gammon, and spinach. Heyo, says Anthony Roly, I saw a ship a-sailing. I saw a ship a-sailing on the sea, and oh, it was all laden with pretty things for thee. There were comfits in the cabin, and apples in the hold, the sails were made of silk, and the masts were made of gold. The 24 sailors that stood between the decks were 24 white mice with chains about their necks. The captain was a duck with a packet on his back, and when the ship began to move, the captain said, quack, quack, everyone dancing. As soon as he played, they began for to dance. Transcriber's note, you can play the music on the next three pages MIDI file by clicking here. Tom's song 1, Tom was a piper's son. He learned to play when he was young, but the only tune that he could play was Over the Hills and Far Away. Tom with his pipe made such a noise that he pleased both the girls and boys. They'd dance and skip while he did play Over the Hills and Far Away. Tom's song 2. Tom with his pipe did play with such skill that those who heard him could never keep still. As soon as he played, they began for to dance. Even pigs on their hind legs would after him prance. He met old Dame Trot with a basket of eggs. He used his pipe, and she used her legs. She danced about till her eggs were all broke. She began for to fret, but he laughed at the joke. And as Dolly was milking her cow one day, Tom's song part 3. Tom took out his pipe and began for to play. So Doll and the cow they danced a lilt, till the pail fell down and the milk was all spilt. Tom saw a cross fellow was beating an ass, heavy laden with pots, pans, dishes, and glass. He took out his pipe and he played them a tune, and the poor donkey's load was lightened full soon. Woman talking to dog there was an old woman, as I've heard tell. She went to market her eggs for to sell. She went to market all on a market day, and she fell asleep on the king's highway. There came by a peddler whose name was Stout. He cut her petticoats all round about. He cut her petticoats up to the knees, which made the old woman to shiver and freeze. When the little old woman first did wake, she began to shiver, and she began to shake, she began to wonder, and she began to cry. Lock a mercy on me, this can't be I, but if it be I, as I hope it be, I've a little dog at home, and he'll know me. If it be I, he'll wag his little tail, and if it be not I, he'll loudly bark and wail. Home went the little woman all in the dark. Up got the little dog, and he began to bark, so she began to cry. Lock a mercy on me, this is none of I. Hi, diddle ding, did you hear the bells ring? The Parliament soldiers are gone to the king. Some they did laugh, some they did cry, to see the Parliament soldiers pass by. Three men in a bowl, three wise men of Gotham. When to see in a bowl, if the bowl had been stronger. My story had been longer, Boy Blue fast asleep. Little Boy Blue, come blow me your horn, the sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Where's the little boy that looks after the sheep? He's under the haycock, fast asleep. Boy Blue found asleep robins, the robin REDBRESTS, two robin redbreasts built their nests. Within a hollow tree, the hens sat quietly at home, the cock sang merrily, and all the little young ones said, "Wee, wee, 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 wee." One day the sun was warm and bright, and shining in the sky, Cock Robin said, "My little dears, tea is time you learn to fly," and all the little young ones said, "I'll try, I'll try, I'll try. I know a child, and who she is, I'll tell you by and by. When Mama says, do this or that, she says, what for, and why? She'd be a better child by far if she would say, I'll try." There was an old woman, lived under a hill, and if she's not gone, she lives there still. Woman under hill, we are all in the dumps, for diamonds are trumps, the kittens are gone to St. Paul's, the babies are bit, the moon's in a fit, and the houses are built without walls. As I was going along, long, long, a-singing a comical song, 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 the lane that I went was so long, 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 and the song that I sung was so long, 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 and so I went singing along, a-milking, a-milking my maid. "Cow, take care of your heels," she said, "and you shall have some nice new hay, if you'll quietly let me milk away. Old man, old father gray beard, without tooth or tongue, if you'll give me your finger, I'll give you my thumb, baby on mum's lap, dance a baby did it, what can his mother do with it? But sit in a lap and give him some pap, dance a baby did it. Snail, snail, come out of your hole, or else I'll beat you as black as a coal. At the siege of Belisle, I was there all the while, all the while, all the while at the siege of Belisle. Bye, baby bunting, father's gone a-hunting. Mother's gone a-milking, sister's gone a-silking. Brother's gone to buy a skin, to wrap the baby bunting in. Man selling toy lambs, young lambs to sell. Young lambs to sell, young lambs to sell, if I had as much money as I could tell. I never would cry young lambs to sell, young lambs to sell, young lambs to sell. I never would cry young lambs to sell, man at gate, woman and child. Come, let's to bed, says sleepyhead, tarry a while, says slow, put on the pan, says greedy Nan. Let's sup before we go, man snuffing out candle. To make your candles last for aye, you wives and maids give ero, to put them out's the only way, says honest John Boldero. The great brown owl, the brown owl sits in the ivy bush, and she looketh wondrous wise, with a horny beak beneath her cowl, and a pair of large round eyes. She sat all day on the selfsame spray, from sunrise till sunset, and the dim gray light, it was all too bright for the owl to see in yet. "Jenny Owlet, Jenny Owlet," said a merry little bird. "They say you're wondrous wise, but I don't think you see, though you're looking at me, with your large, round, shining eyes." But night came soon, and the pale white moon rolled high up in the skies, and the great brown owl flew away in her cowl, with her large, round, shining eyes, Tom singing. Little Tom Tucker music, Little Tom Tucker. Transcriber's note, you can play this music MIDI file by clicking here. Little Tom Tucker sings for his supper, what shall he eat, white bread and butter? How shall he cut it? Without e'er a knife, how can he marry? Without e'er a wife, talking to a snail. 24 tailors went to kill a snail. The best man amongst them durst not touch her tail. She put out her horns like a little Kylo cow. Run, tailors, run, or she'll kill you all just now, doctor in the rain. Dr. Foster went to Gloucester. In a shower of rain, he stepped in a puddle up to the middle and never went there again, Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow, silver bells and cockle shells, and pretty maids all in a row, man in moon tumbling down, the man in the moon, came tumbling down. And asked the way to Norwich, he went by the south, and burnt his mouth, with eating cold peas porridge. Little Robin Redbreast sat upon a rail. Niddle Naddle went his head, wiggle waddle went his tail. Little Robin Redbreast sat upon a bridle, with a pair of speckled legs and a green girdle. Pit, pat, well-a-day, little Robin flew away, where can little Robin be? But up in yon cherry tree, ding, dong, darrow, the cat and the sparrow, the little dog has burnt his tail, and he shall be whipped tomorrow. Lady and gentleman duck out walking, Dame Duck's lessons to her ducklings, old mother duck, has hatched a brood of ducklings, small and callow, their little wings are short, their down is mottled gray and yellow, there is a quiet little stream that runs into the moat, where tall green sedges spread their leaves, and water lilies float, close by the margin of the brook. The old duck made her nest, of straw and leaves and withered grass, and down from her own breast, and there she sat for 4 long weeks. In rainy days and fine, until the ducklings all came out, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, one peeped out from beneath her wing, one scrambled on her back. "That's very rude," said old Dame Duck. "Get off, quack, 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 quack." "'Tis close," said Dame Duck, shoving out the eggshells with her bill. "Besides, it never suits young ducks to keep them sitting still." So, rising from her nest, she said, "Now, children, look at me, a well-bred duck should waddle so, from side to side, to see." "Yes," said the little ones, and then she went on to explain, "A well-bred duck turns in its toes, as I do try again." "Yes," said the ducklings, waddling on. That's better, said their mother. But well-bred ducks walk in a row, straight one behind another. Yes, said the little ducks again, all waddling in a row. Now to the pond, said old Dame Duck. Splash, splash, and in they go. Let me swim first, said old Dame Duck. To this side, now to that there, snap at those great brown-winged flies. They make young ducklings fat. Now when you reach the poultry yard, the henwife, Molly Head, will feed you with the other fowls, on bran and mashed-up bread. The hens will peck and fight, but mind, I hope that all of you will gobble up the food as fast as well-bred ducks should do. You'd better get into the dish, unless it is too small. In that case, I should use my foot and overturn it all. The ducklings did as they were bid, and found the plan so good, that from that day the other fowls got hardly any food. Smith, boy and horse, is John Smith within? Yes, that he is. Can he set a shoe? I marry, too. Here a nail, there a nail. Tick-tack-too. John Cook, he had a little gray mare. Hee-haw-hum, her legs were long and her back was bare. Hee-haw-hum, John Cook was riding up Shooter's Bank. Hee-haw-hum, the mare she began to kick and to prank. Hee-haw-hum, John Cook was riding up Shooter's Hill. Hee-haw-hum, his mare fell down and made her will. Hee-haw-hum, the bridle and saddle were laid on the shelf. Hee-haw-hum, if you want any more, you may sing it yourself. Hee-haw-hum, King Cole, old King Cole, old King Cole, was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he, and he called for his pipe, and he called for his glass, and he called for his fiddlers, three king and others. A. Apple pie, B. Bit it, C. Cut it, D. Dealt it, A. D. Pictures, E. Eat it, F. Fought for it, G. Got it, H. Hit it, E. H. J. Jumped for it, K. Kept it, L. Longed for it, M. Mourned for it, J. M. N. Nodded at it, O. Opened it, P. Peeped at it, Q. Quartered it, N. Q. R. Ran for it, S. Stole it, T. Tried for it, V. Viewed it, R. V. X. Y. Z. An ampersand, all wished for, A. Piece in hand, X. Z. Pussy before the fire, pussy sits beside the fire. How can she be fair? In walks a little doggy. Pussy, are you there? Oh, the rusty, dusty, rusty miller. I'll not change my wife for gold or siller. Crooked man, there was a crooked man, and he went a crooked mile. And he found a crooked sixpence against a crooked stile. He bought a crooked cat, which caught a crooked mouse. And they all lived together in a little crooked house. Girl with saddled pig. Hi diddle doubt, my candle's out. My little maid is not at home. Saddle my hog and bridle my dog, and fetch my little maid home. Big black sheep, ba ba, black sheep music, ba ba, black sheep. Transcriber's note, you can play this music MIDI file by clicking here. Ba ba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full, one for my master, one for my dame, and one for the little boy that lives in our lane. Ba ba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full, barber, man and pig, barber, barber, shave a pig. How many hairs will make a wig? 24, that's enough. Give the poor barber a pinch of snuff. The lion and the unicorn were fighting for the crown. The lion beat the unicorn all round about the town. Some gave them white bread, some gave them brown, some gave them plum cake and sent them out of town. Thomas Atatamus took two teas, to tie two tups to two tall trees, to frighten the terrible Thomas Atatamus. Tell me how many teas there are in all that. Woman sitting reading, Bessie Bell and Mary Gray, they were two bonny lasses, they built a house upon the lea, and covered it o'er with rashes. Bessie kept the garden gate, and Mary kept the pantry, Bessie always had to wait. While Mary lived in plenty, little. Boy, pretty boy, where were you born? In Lincolnshire, master. Come, blow the cow's horn. Characters of hey diddle diddle, hey diddle diddle, hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle. The cow jumped over the moon, the little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran after the spoon. Dish, spoon, cow, moon, bird and baby birds, the young linnets, did you ever see the nest? Of chaffinch or of linnet, when the little downy birds are lying snugly in it, gaping wide their yellow mouths, for something nice to eat, caterpillar, worm, and grub, they reckon dainty meat when the mother bird returns and finds them still and good. She will give them each, by turns, a proper share of food. She has hopped from spray to spray and peeped with knowing eye into all the folded leaves, where caterpillars lie. She has searched among the grass and flown from tree to tree, catching gnats and flies to feed. Her little family, I have seen the linnets chirp and shake their downy wings. They are pleased to see her come and pleased with what she brings. But I never saw them look impatient for their food. Somebody, at dinner time, is seldom quite so good, on a seesaw, seesaw, margry daw, seesaw, margery daw, Jenny shall have a new master, she shall have but a penny a day, because she can't work any faster, children seesawing, illustrated D with father and child, aunts to your daddy. My little babby, dance to your daddy, my little lamb, you shall have a fishy, in a little dishy, you shall have a fishy, when the boat comes in. Queen Anne, she sits in the sun, as fair as the lily, as white as the swan, I send you three letters, so pray you read one. I cannot read one unless I read all, so pray, Master Teddy, deliver the ball, little girl, where have you been? gathering roses to give to the queen. Little girl, what gave she you? She gave me a diamond as big as my shoe, girl and boy, woman flying in basket. There was an old woman tossed up in a basket, 90 times as high as the moon, and where she was going, I couldn't but ask it. For in her hand she carried a broom. Old woman, old woman, old woman, quoth I, O whither, O whither, O whither so high, to sweep the cobwebs off the sky, shall I go with you? Aye, by and by, wife in a cart. When I was a bachelor, I lived by myself. And all the meat I got I put upon a shelf, the rats and the mice did lead me such a life, that I went to London to get myself a wife. The streets were so broad and the lanes were so narrow. I could not get my wife home without a wheelbarrow. The wheelbarrow broke, my wife got a fall. Down tumbled wheelbarrow, little wife and all. Robin and Richard were two pretty men. They lay in bed till the clock struck 10, then up starts Robin and looks in the sky. Oh, brother Richard, the sun's very high. You go on with bottle and bag, and I'll come after with jolly Jack Nag. Blow, wind, blow and go, mill go, that the miller may grind his corn, that the baker may take it, and into rolls make it, and bring us some hot in the morn, Jack jumping over candle, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, and Jack jump over the candlestick. Child riding father's foot, ride a cock horse, to Banbury Cross, to see a fine lady upon a white horse, rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. She shall have music, wherever she goes, child riding leg, fox, the fox and the farmer, a fox, jumped up on a moonlight night, the stars were shining and all things bright. Oh ho, said the fox, it's a very fine night for me to go through the town, heyo. The fox, when he came to yonder stile, he lifted his ears and he listened a while. Oh ho, said the fox, it's but a short mile from this unto yonder town, heyo. The fox, when he came to the farmer's gate. Whom should he see but the farmer's drake? I love you well for your master's sake, and long to be picking your bones, heyo. The gray goose ran right round the haystack. Oh ho, said the fox, you are very fat, you'll do very well to ride on my back, from this into yonder town, heyo. The farmer's wife, she jumped out of bed, and out of the window she popped her head. Oh husband, the geese are all dead, for the fox has been through the town, heyo. The farmer, he loaded his pistol with lead, and shot the old rogue of a fox through the head. Aha, said the farmer, I think you're quite dead, and no more you'll trouble the town, heyo. Dead fox, woman cooking porridge, peas pudding hot, peas pudding cold, peas pudding in the pot, 9 days old, some like it hot, some like it cold, some like it in the pot, 9 days old. Curly locks, wilt thou be mine? Thou shalt not wash the dishes, nor yet feed the swine, but sit on a cushion and sew a fine seam. And feed upon strawberries, sugar and cream, Margery Mutton Pie and Johnny Bo Peep. They met together in Gracechurch Street, in and out over the way. Oh, says Johnny, tease chop nose day, there was a rat for want of stairs. Went down a rope to say his prayers, man and two children talking to a snail. Snail, snail, come put out your horn, tomorrow is the day to shear the corn. If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. If turnips were watches, I would wear one by my side. Dogs barking at lame man. Hark, hark, the dogs do bark. Hark, hark, the dogs do bark. The beggars are coming to town, some in jags, some in rags, and some in velvet gown. 1, 2, buckle my shoe, 3, 4, shut the door, 5, 6, pick up sticks, 7, 8, lay them straight, 9, 10, a good fat hen, 11, 12, dig and delve, 13, 14, maids according, 15, 16, maids in the kitchen, 17, 18, maids in waiting, 19, 20, my plate is empty. Woman holding toy soldier. I had a little husband, no bigger than my thumb, I put him in a pint pot, and there I bid him drum. I bought a little horse that galloped up and down, I saddled him and bridled him and sent him out of town. I gave him some garters to garter up his hose and a little pocket handkerchief to wipe his pretty nose. I have a little sister, they call her Peep Peep. She wades the water deep, deep, deep. She climbs the mountains, high, high, high. Poor little thing, she has but one eye. Music, goosey, goosey, gander. Transcriber's note, you can play this music MIDI file by clicking here. Goosey, goosey, gander, whither shall I wander? Upstairs and downstairs and in my lady's chamber. There I met an old man who would not say his prayers. I took him by his left leg and threw him down the stairs, girl hopping, handy spandy, jack-a-dandy, loves plum cake and sugar candy. He brought some at a grocer's shop, and out he came, hop, 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 if all the world were water. And all the water were ink. What should we do for bread and cheese? What should we do for drink? Hey, my kitten, my kitten. Hey, my kitten, my dearie, such a sweet pet as this. Was neither far nor neary. Here we go up, up, up. Here we go down, down, down. Here we go backwards and forwards. And here we go round, 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 boy on pony. I had a little pony, they called him Dapple Gray. I lent him to a lady to ride a mile away. She whipped him, she slashed him, she rode him through the mire. I would not lend my pony now, for all the ladies hire, see, see. What shall I see? A horse's head where his tail should be. Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London to look at the Queen. Pussycat, pussycat, what did you do there? I frightened a little mouse under the chair, boy fishing. Little Tommy Tittlemouse lived in a little house. He caught fishes in other men's ditches. House. This is the house that Jack built. The house that Jack built. This is the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. Rat and malt. This is the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. Cat. This is the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. Dog. This is the dog that worried the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. Cow. This is the cow with the crumpled horn that tossed the dog that worried the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. Milkmaid is sad. This is the maiden all forlorn that milked the cow with the crumpled horn that tossed the dog that worried the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. Man kissing maiden. This is the man all tattered and torn that kissed the maiden all forlorn that milked the cow with the crumpled horn that tossed the dog that worried the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. Priest. This is the priest all shaven and shorn that married the man all tattered and torn that kissed the maiden all forlorn that milked the cow with the crumpled horn that tossed the dog that worried the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. Rooster. This is the cock that crowed in the morn that waked the priest all shaven and shorn that married the man all tattered and torn that kissed the maiden all forlorn that milked the cow with the crumpled horn that tossed the dog that worried the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. Farmer. This is the farmer who sowed the corn that kept the cock that crowed in the morn that waked the priest all shaven and shorn that married the man all tattered and torn that kissed the maiden all forlorn that milked the cow with the crumpled horn that tossed the dog that worried the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. Old Mother Whittle Waddle jumped out of bed and out of the casement she popped her head crying, the house is on fire, the gray goose is dead, and the fox has come to the town. Oh, widow, man holding stool chasing dog, two legs sat upon three legs, with one leg in his lap in comes four legs, and runs away with one leg up jumps two legs, catches up three legs, throws it after four legs, and makes him bring one leg back, boy running from owl. A little boy went into a barn and lay down on some hay, and owl came out and flew about, and the little boy ran away, man bowing to lady, as I was going up Primrose Hill. Primrose Hill was dirty, there I met a pretty miss, and she dropped me a curtsy. Little miss, pretty miss, blessings light upon you if I had half a crown a day. Spend it all upon you, girl and dressed hen. I had a little hen, the prettiest ever seen. She washed me the dishes and kept the house clean. She went to the mill to fetch me some flour. She brought it home in less than an hour. She baked me my bread. She brewed me my ale. She sat by the fire and told many a fine tale. Little man shooting little gun. There was a little man and he had a little gun, and his bullets were made of lead, lead, lead. He shot Johnny King through the middle of his wig and knocked it right off his head, head, head. Three straws on a staff would make a baby cry and laugh. Frustrated student, multiplication is vexation. Division is as bad. The rule of three perplexes me, and practice drives me mad. Daffydowndilly has come up to town in a yellow petticoat and a green gown. The queen of hearts, the queen of hearts. She made some tarts, all on a summer's day, the knave of hearts. He stole those tarts and took them clean away. The king of hearts called for the tarts and beat the knave full sore. The knave of hearts brought back the tarts and vowed he'd steal no more. There were three crows sat on a stone, fa-la-la-la-lauda. Two flew away, and then there was one, fa-la-la-la-lauda. The other crow finding himself alone, fa-la-la-la-lauda. He flew away, and then there was none, fa-la-la-la-lauda. Jack and Jill tumbling down. Jack and J-I-L-L went up the hill. Music, Jack and Jill. Transcriber's note, you can play this music MIDI file by clicking here. 1. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. 2. Up Jack got and home did trot. As fast as he could caper, Dame Jill had the job to plaster his knob with vinegar and brown paper. 3. Jill came in and she did grin to see his paper plaster. Mother vexed did whip her next for causing Jack's disaster, boy fishing. When the wind is in the east, 'tis neither good for man nor beast. When the wind is in the north, the skillful fisher goes not forth. When the wind is in the south, it blows the bait in the fish's mouth. When the wind is in the west, then 'tis at the very best. Cry, baby, cry, put your finger in your eye, and tell your mother it wasn't I. 4. Children. The turtle dove's nest. Very high in the pine tree, the little turtle dove made a pretty little nursery to please her little love. She was gentle, she was soft, and her large dark eye often turned to her mate, who was sitting close by. "Coo," said the turtle dove. "Coo," said she. "Oh, I love thee," said the turtle dove, "and I love thee." In the long shady branches of the dark pine tree, how happy were the doves in their little nursery. The young turtle doves never quarreled in the nest, for they dearly loved each other, though they loved their mother best. "Coo," said the little doves. "Coo," said she, and they played together kindly in the dark pine tree, in this nursery of yours. Little sister, little brother, like the turtle dove's nest. Do you love one another? Are you kind? Are you gentle? As children ought to be, then the happiest of nests is your own nursery. Peter White will ne'er go right. Would you know the reason why he follows his nose? Wherever he goes, and that stands all awry, man, he that would thrive must rise at 5, he that hath thriven may lie till 7, and he that by the plough would thrive, himself must either hold or drive. Woman rocking baby in cradle, hushabye baby. Daddy is near, mamma is a lady, and that's very clear, woman and shoe house. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread. She whipped them all round and sent them to bed. Woman spanking child. 1, 2, 3, I love coffee and Billy loves tea. How good you be. 1, 2, 3, I love coffee and Billy loves tea. Man holding little house. There was an old woman called Nothing at All, who lived in a dwelling exceedingly small. A man stretched his mouth to its utmost extent. And down at one gulp house an old woman went, woman, boy, and rocking horse. I had a little hobby horse, and it was dapple gray. Its head was made of pea straw. Its tail was made of hay. I sold it to an old woman for a copper groat, and I'll not sing my song again. Without a new coat, eggs, butter, cheese, bread, stick, stock, stone, dead, stick him up, stick him down. Stick him in the old man's crown, the frog's chorus. Yop, 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 said the croaking voice of a frog, a rainy day in the month of May and plenty of room in the bog. Yop, 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 said the frog as it hopped away. The insects feed on the floating weed, and I'm hungry for dinner today. Yop, 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 said the frog as it splashed about. Good neighbors all, when you hear me call, it is odd that you do not come out. Yop, 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 said the frogs. It is charming weather, we'll come and sup. When the moon is up, and we'll all of us croak together. Two men talking, what's the news of the day? Good neighbor, I pray, they say the balloon is gone up to the moon. Crossbatch, draw the latch. Sit by the fire and spin, take a cup and drink it up and call your neighbors in. There was an old crow sat upon a clod. There's an end of my song, that's very odd. Crow well. Ding, dong, bell. Ding, dong, bell. Pussy's in the well, who put her in? Little Tommy Green, who pulled her out? Little Tommy Trout. What a naughty boy was that, thus to drown poor pussy cat. Children looking into well, nursery rhyme alphabet. A was the archer who shot at a frog. B was Bo Peep with her crook and her dog. C was the cow that jumped over the moon. D was the dish that ran off with the spoon. E was Elizabeth, Betsy, and Bess. F was the forest where stood the bird's nest. G Gaffer Longlegs. Downstairs he'd a fall. H Humpty Dumpty that sat on the wall. I was that, I, who was going to St. Ives. J Jackie Horner, on plum pie he thrives. K was King Cole with his fiddlers three. L Little Goldhair, peeping, you see. M Mother Hubbard who thought her dog dead. N Little Netticoat with a red head. O the old woman upon market day. P was the peddler who passed by that way. Q was the queen of hearts, tartlets she makes. R was Red Riding Hood carrying the cakes. S Simple Simon, the pieman beside. T Tommy Tucker, for supper who cried. U was the unicorn, beat round the town. V was Victoria. She fought for her crown. W Whittington, who turned again, over great London as Lord Mayor to reign. X is a letter that here we can spare. Y, Yankee Doodle, that went to the fair. Z is the zany who laughed at him there. Swan, swan, over the sea swim, swan, swim, swan, swan, back again. Well, swan, swam, swan. One misty, moisty morning, when cloudy was the weather, I met a little old man, clothed all in leather, clothed all in leather, with a strap below his chin. How do you do? And how do you do? And how do you do again? Two men, deedle, deedle, dumpling, my son John. He went to bed with his stockings on, one shoe off and one shoe on. Deedle, deedle, dumpling, my son John. Woman at washtub. The old woman must stand at the tub, tub, tub. The dirty clothes to rub, 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 but when they are clean and fit to be seen, I'll dress like a lady and dance on the green. Three men, a woman, and a hen. H-I-C-K-T-Y, P-I-C-K-T-Y, M-Y, black hen. Hickety, pickety, my black hen. She lays eggs for gentlemen. Gentlemen come every day to see what my black hen doth lay, people and chickens. I'll tell you a story about John and Ori, and now my story's begun. I'll tell you another about Jack and his brother, and now my story's done. I love sixpence. I love sixpence, pretty little sixpence. I love sixpence better than my life. I spent a penny of it, I spent another, and took fourpence home to my wife. Oh, my little fourpence, pretty little fourpence. I love fourpence better than my life. I spent a penny of it, I spent another, and I took tuppence home to my wife. Oh, my little tuppence, my pretty little tuppence. I love tuppence better than my life. I spent a penny of it, I spent another, and I took nothing home to my wife. Oh, my little nothing, my pretty little nothing. What will nothing buy for my wife? I have nothing, I spend nothing. I love nothing better than my wife. Dressed snipe walking away with pipe. There was a fat man of Bombay who was smoking one sunshiny day when a bird called a snipe flew away with his pipe, which vexed the fat man of Bombay, birds flying out of pie in front of king. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Music, sing a song of sixpence. Transcriber's note, you can play this music MIDI file by clicking here. Sing a song of sixpence. A bag full of rye 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Was not that a dainty dish to set before the king, man counting money? The king was in his counting house, counting out his money, queen. The queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey, maid hanging clothes. The maid was in the garden, hanging out the clothes. By came a little bird and snapped off her nose. Polly Flinders, little Polly Flinders, sate among the cinders, warming her pretty little toes. Her mother came and caught her and whipped her little daughter for spoiling her nice new clothes. Great A, little A, bouncing B, the cat's in the cupboard and she can't see A and B. Poor old Robinson Crusoe. Poor old Robinson Crusoe, they made him a coat of an old nanny goat. I wonder how they could do so, with a ring-a-ting-tang and a ring-a-ting-tang. Poor old Robinson Crusoe, Robinson Crusoe. Boy and girl trying to get bat under his hat. Bat, bat, come under my hat, and I'll give you a slice of bacon. And when I bake, I'll give you a cake, if I am not mistaken. The north wind doth blow, and we shall have snow. And what will poor Robin do then? Poor thing, he will hop to a barn, and to keep himself warm, will hide his head under his wing. Poor thing, bird in winter, woman and pig at market. The old woman buying her pig at market. Woman walking pig home. The old woman and her pig. An old woman was sweeping her house, and she found a little crooked sixpence. What, said she, shall I do with this little sixpence? I will go to market and buy a little pig. As she was coming home, she came to a stile. The piggy would not go over the stile. She went a little farther and she met a dog. So she said to the dog, 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 bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile and I shan't get home tonight. But the dog would not. She went a little farther and she met a stick. So she said, stick, stick, beat dog, dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile and I shan't get home tonight. But the stick would not. She went a little farther and she met a fire. So she said, fire, fire, burn stick, stick won't beat dog, dog won't bite pig, piggy won't get over the stile and I shan't get home tonight. But the fire would not. She went a little farther and she met some water. So, she said, talking to fire. Fire, fire, burn stick. Water, water, quench fire, fire won't burn stick, stick won't beat dog, dog won't bite pig, piggy won't get over the stile and I shan't get home tonight. But the water would not. She went a little farther and she met an ox. So she said, ox, ox, drink water, water won't quench fire, fire won't burn stick, stick won't beat dog, dog won't bite pig, piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight. But the ox would not. She went a little farther and she met a butcher. So she said, butcher, butcher, kill ox, ox won't drink water, water won't quench fire, fire won't burn stick, butcher will not kill ox. Butcher, butcher, kill ox, stick won't beat dog, dog won't bite pig, piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight. But the butcher would not. She went a little farther and she met a rope. So she said, rope, rope, hang butcher, butcher won't kill ox, ox won't drink water, water won't quench fire, fire won't burn stick, stick won't beat dog, dog won't bite pig, piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight. But the rope would not. She went a little farther and she met a rat. So she said, rat, rat, gnaw rope, rope won't hang butcher, butcher won't kill ox, ox won't drink water, rat will not gnaw. Rat, rat, gnaw rope. Water won't quench fire, fire won't burn stick, stick won't beat dog, dog won't bite pig, piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight. But the rat would not. She went a little farther, and she met a cat. So Shep said, cat, cat, kill rat, rat won't gnaw rope, rope won't hang butcher, butcher won't kill ox, ox won't drink water, water won't quench fire, fire won't burn stick, stick won't beat dog, dog won't bite pig, piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight. But the cat said to her, if you will go to yonder cow and fetch me a saucer of milk, I will kill the rat. So away went the old woman to the cow and said, talking to the cow, 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 give me a saucer of milk. Cow, cow, give me a saucer of milk. Cat won't kill rat. Rat won't gnaw rope. Rope won't hang butcher. Butcher won't kill ox. Ox won't drink water. Water won't quench fire. Fire won't burn stick. Stick won't beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile. And I shan't get home tonight. But the cow said to her, If you will go to yonder haymaker's and fetch me a wisp of hay, I'll give you the milk. So away the old woman went to the haymaker's and said, Haymakers, give me a wisp of hay. Cow won't give me milk. Cat won't kill rat. Rat won't gnaw rope. Rope won't hang butcher. Butcher won't kill ox. Ox won't drink water. Water won't quench fire. Talking to haymakers. Haymakers, give me a wisp of hay. Fire won't burn stick. Stick won't beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight. But the haymaker said to her, If you will go to yonder stream and fetch us a bucket of water, we'll give you the hay. So away the old woman went, but when she got to the stream, she found the bucket was full of holes. So she covered the bottom with pebbles and then filled the bucket with water, and away she went back with it to the haymakers, and they gave her a wisp of hay. As soon as the cow had eaten the hay, she gave the old woman the milk, and away she went with it in a saucer to the cat. As soon as the cat had lapped up the milk, the cat began to kill the rat began to gnaw the rope, the rope began to hang the butcher began to kill the ox began to drink the water began to quench the fire began to burn the stick began to beat the dog began to bite the pig, cat after rat. The cat began to kill the rat. The little pig in a fright jumped over the stile, and so the old woman got home that night. Music Dickory Dickory Dock. Transcriber's note, you can play this music MIDI file by clicking here. Dickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran up the clock struck one, and down the mouse ran, Dickory Dickory Dock teacher and boy, a diller a dollar, a 10 o'clock scholar. What makes you come so soon? You used to come at 10 o'clock, but now you come at noon. Jackie, come give me thy fiddle, if ever thou mean to thrive. Nay, I'll not give my fiddle to any man alive. If I should give my fiddle, they'll think that I'm gone mad, for many a joyful day, my fiddle and I have had, Tommy hitting Richard with a mop. Tommy kept a chandler's shop. Tommy kept a chandler's shop. Richard went to buy a mop. Tommy gave him such a whop that sent him out of his chandler's shop, whopped with a mop. See a pin and pick it up. All the day you'll have good luck. See a pin and let it lay. Bad luck you'll have all the day. Crowd for Guy Fawkes. Please to remember the 5th of November. The gunpowder treason plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. A stick and a stake for Victoria's sake. Hollo, boys, God save the Queen. Leg over leg, as the dog went to Dover, when he came to a stile. Jump he went over, going over a stile, ladybird, fly away home, your house is on fire, your children will burn, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I caught a hare alive, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I let her go again, this is the way the ladies go, nim, 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 this is the way the gentlemen go, trot, 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 this is the way the hunters go, gallop, 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 two men. There was an old man of Tobago. There was an old man of Tobago, who lived on rice, gruel, and sago till, much to his bliss, man-eating mutt. His physician said this. To a leg, sir, of mutt you may go. Little Miss Muffet, she sat on a tuffet, eating of curds, and way there came a little spider, who sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. Miss Muffet running away as Tommy Snooks and Bessie Brooks were walking out one Sunday, says Tommy Snooks to Bessie Brooks, Wilt marry me on Monday, Tommy and Bessie. The cat sat asleep by the side of the fire. The mistress snored loud as a pig. Jack took up his fiddle by Jenny's desire and struck up a bit of a jig. Girl in hat, here am I. Little jumping Joan, when nobody's with me, I'm always alone. Good Dobbin, oh, thank you, good Dobbin, you've been a long track and have carried Papa all the way on your back. You shall have some nice oats, faithful Dobbin indeed, for you've brought Papa home to his darling with speed. The howling wind blew and the pelting rain beat. And the thick mud has covered his legs and his feet, but yet on he galloped in spite of the rain and has brought Papa home to his darling again. The sun it was setting a long while ago, and Papa could not see the road where he should go, but Dobbin kept on through the desolate wild and has brought Papa home again safe to his child. Now go to the stable, the night is so raw. Go, Dobbin, and rest your old bones on the straw. Don't stand any longer out here in the rain. For you've brought Papa home to his darling again. John Gilpin riding away. Away went Gilpin, and away went Postboy at his heels. The diverting history of John Gilpin, showing how he went farther than he intended and came safe home again. John Gilpin was a citizen of credit and renown, a trainband captain eke was he, of famous London town. John Gilpin's spouse said to her dear, Though wedded we have been, these twice 10 tedious years, yet we no holiday have seen. Tomorrow is our wedding day, and we will then repair unto the Bell at Edmonton, all in a chaise and pair. My sister and my sister's child, myself and children three, will fill the chaise, so you must ride on horseback after we. He soon replied, I do admire of womankind but one, and you are she, my dearest dear, therefore it shall be done. I am a linendraper bold, as all the world doth know, and my good friend the calendar will lend his horse to go. Quoth Mrs. Gilpin, that's well said, and for that wine is dear, we will be furnished with our own, which is both bright and clear. John Gilpin kissed his loving wife, orgied was he to find, that though on pleasure she was bent, she had a frugal mind, man getting on horse. The morning came, the chaise was brought, but yet was not allowed to drive up to the door, lest all should say that she was proud. So 3 doors off the chaise was stayed, where they did all get in, 6 precious souls and all agog. To dash through thick and thin, smack went the whip, round went the wheels, were never folk so glad. The stones did rattle underneath, as if Cheapside were mad. John Gilpin at his horse's side seized fast the flowing mane, and up he got in haste to ride, but soon came down again, for saddle-tree scarce reached had he his journey to begin, when turning round his head he saw 3 customers come in. So down he came, for loss of time, although it grieved him sore, yet loss of pence full well he knew would trouble him much more. 'Twas long before the customers were suited to their mind, when Betty screaming came downstairs, the wine is left behind. Good lack, quoth he, yet bring it me, my leathern belt likewise, in which I bear my trusty sword when I do exercise. Now Mistress Gilpin, careful soul, had 2 stone bottles found to hold the liquor that she loved, and keep it safe and sound. Each bottle had a curling ear, through which the belt he drew, and hung a bottle on each side, to make his balance true, then over all that he might be, equipped from top to toe, his long red cloak well brushed and neat, he manfully did throw. Now see him mounted once again upon his nimble steed, full slowly pacing o'er the stones, with caution and good heed, but finding soon a smoother road, beneath his well-shod feet, the snorting beast began to trot, which galled him in his seat. So fair and softly, John, he cried, but John, he cried in vain, that trot became a gallop soon. In spite of curb and rein, so stooping down as needs he must, who cannot sit upright, he grasped the mane with both his hands, and eke with all his might. His horse, who never in that sort had handled been before, what thing upon his back had got, did wonder more and more. Away went Gilpin, neck or not, away went hat and wig, man on horse's cloak flying up. He little dreamt, when he set out, of running such a rig. The wind did blow, the cloak did fly, like streamer long and gay, till loop and button failing both, at last it flew away. Then might all people well discern the bottles he had slung, a bottle swinging at each side, as hath been said or sung. The dogs did bark, the children screamed, up flew the windows all, and every soul cried out, well done, as loud as he could bawl. Away went Gilpin, who but he, his fame soon spread around. He carries weight, he rides a race, 'tis for 1,000 pound. And still as fast as he drew near, 'twas wonderful to view how in a trice the turnpike men their gates wide open threw. And now, as he went bowing down, his reeking head full low, the bottles twain behind his back were shattered at a blow. Down ran the wine into the road, most piteous to be seen, which made the horses' flanks to smoke, as they had basted been. But still he seemed to carry weight, with leathern girdle braced, for all might see the bottlenecks still dangling at his waist. Thus all through merry Islington these gambols he did play, until he came unto the wash of Edmonton so gay. And there he threw the wash about on both sides of the way, just like unto a trundling mop or a wild goose at play. At Edmonton his loving wife from the balcony spied, her tender husband wondering much to see how he did ride. Stop, stop, John Gilpin, here's the house, they all at once did cry. The dinner waits, and we are tired, said Gilpin. So am I. But yet his horse was not a whit inclined to tarry there, for why? His owner had a house full 10 miles off at where, so like an arrow swift he flew, shot by an archer strong, so did he fly, which brings me to the middle of my song. Away went Gilpin out of breath, and sore against his will, till at his friend the calendar's, his horse at last stood still. The calendar, amazed to see his neighbor in such trim, laid down his pipe, flew to the gate, and thus accosted him, man on horseback bareheaded. What news? What news? Your tidings tell. Tell me you must and shall. Say why bareheaded you are come, or why you come at all. Now Gilpin had a pleasant wit, and loved a timely joke, and thus unto the calendar, in merry guise he spoke. I came because your horse would come, and if I well forebode, my hat and wig will soon be here, they are upon the road. The calendar, right glad to find his friend in merry pin, returned him not a single word, but to the house went in, went straight he came with hat and wig, a wig that flowed behind. A hat not much the worse for wear, each comely in its kind, he held them up, and in his turn thus showed his ready wit. My head is twice as big as yours, they therefore needs must fit. But let me scrape the dirt away that hangs upon your face, horse rearing up at signpost, and stop and eat, for well you may be in a hungry case, said John. It is my wedding day, and all the world would stare if wife should dine at Edmonton, and I should dine at where? So turning to his horse, he said, I am in haste to dine. 'Twas for your pleasure you came here, you shall go back for mine. Ah, luckless speech and bootless boast, for which he paid full dear, for while he spake a braying ass did sing most loud and clear, whereat his horse did snort as he had heard a lion roar, and galloped off with all his might, as he had done before. Away went Gilpin, and away went Gilpin's hat and wig. He lost them sooner than at first, for why, they were too big. Now Mistress Gilpin, when she saw her husband posting down into the country far away, she pulled out half a crown horse running, and thus unto the youth she said, that drove them to the bell, "This shall be yours when you bring back my husband safe and well." The youth did ride, and soon did meet John coming back amain, whom in a trice he tried to stop by catching at his rein, but not performing what he meant and gladly would have done, the frighted steed he frighted more, and made him faster run. Away went Gilpin, and away went postboy at his heels, the postboy's horse right glad to miss the lumbering of the wheels. Six gentlemen upon the road, thus seeing Gilpin fly, with postboy scampering in the rear, they raised the hue and cry, "Stop thief! Stop thief! A highwayman!" Not one of them was mute, and all and each that passed that way did join in the pursuit. And now the turnpike gates again flew open in short space, man off horse looking sore, the tollman thinking, as before, that Gilpin rode a race. And so he did, and won it too. For he got first to town, nor stopped till where he had got up. He did again get down. Now let us sing, "Long live the king," and "Gilpin, long live he," and when he next doth ride abroad, may I be there to see, girl looking out window, twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky when the blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your little light. Twinkle, twinkle, all the night, then the traveler in the dark thanks you for your tiny spark. How could he see where to go if you did not twinkle so? In the dark blue sky you keep, often through my curtains peep, for you never shut your eye till the sun is in the sky, as your bright and tiny spark lights the traveler in the dark, though I know not what you are. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, Charlie, Charlie stole the barley. Out of the baker's shop the baker came out and gave him a clout, and made poor Charlie hop, cat in the cupboard, A, B, C, tumble down D. The cat's in the cupboard and can't see me, four girls in a row at a nest. Elizabeth, Elspeth, Betsy, and Bess, they all went together to seek a bird's nest. They found a bird's nest with five eggs in, they all took one and left four in. Woman talking to girl, up hill and down dale, butter is made in every vale, and if Nancy Cook is a good girl, she shall have a spouse, and make butter anon before her old grandmother grows a young man, boy riding stick horse, to market, a gallop, a trot. To buy some meat to put in the pot, threepence a quarter, fourpence a side. If it hadn't been killed, it must have died. Apple pie, pudding, and pancake. All begins with A, my little old man, and I fell out, I'll tell you what 'twas all about. I had money and he had none. And that's the way the noise begun, man and woman, music, Georgie Porgy. Transcriber's note, you can play this music MIDI file by clicking here. Georgie Porgy, pudding and pie, kissed the girls and made them cry. When the girls came out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away. I love little pussy, her coat is so warm, and if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. I'll sit by the fire and give her some food, and pussy will love me because I am good. Girl petting cat, taffy stealing. Taffy was a Welshman, taffy was a thief. Taffy came to my house and stole a leg of beef. I went to Taffy's house. Taffy was not at home, taffy came to my house and stole a marrow bone. I went to Taffy's house. Taffy was in bed, I took the marrow bone and broke Taffy's head, farmer and daughter on mare. A farmer went trotting upon his grey mare. A farmer went trotting upon his gray mare, bumpity, bumpity, bump, with his daughter behind him so rosy and fair, lumpity, lumpity, lump, a raven cried croak, and they all tumbled down, bumpity, bumpity, bump, the mare broke her knees and the farmer his crown, lumpity, lumpity, lump, raven disrupts ride, the mischievous raven flew laughing away, bumpity, bumpity, bump, and vowed he would serve them the same the next day, lumpity, lumpity, lump, Betty Blue, little Betty Blue lost her holiday shoe. What can little Betty do? Give her another to match the other, and then she may walk in two. Hushabye, baby, lie still with thy daddy. Thy mammy is gone to the mill to get some meal to bake a cake. So pray, my dear baby, lie still. You shall have an apple. You shall have a plum. You shall have a rattle basket when Papa comes home. A man of words and not of deeds. A man of words and not of deeds is like a garden full of weeds, and when the weeds begin to grow, it's like a garden full of snow, and when the snow begins to fall, it's like a bird upon the wall, and when the bird away does fly. It's like an eagle in the sky, and when the sky begins to roar, it's like a lion at the door, and when the door begins to crack, it's like a stick across your back, and when your back begins to smart, it's like a penknife in your heart, and when your heart begins to bleed. You're dead and dead and dead indeed. Dog, poor dog Bright, ran off with all his might, because the cat was after him. Poor dog Bright, poor cat Fright, ran off with all her might, because the dog was after her. poor cat fright, man bowing to lady. As I was going up Pippin Hill was dirty. There I met a pretty miss, and she dropped me a curtsy. Woman rocking baby, early to bed and early to rise, is the way to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Man and woman talking on roadway. Old woman, shall we go a-shearing? Speak a little louder, sir, I am very thick o-hearing. Old woman, shall I kiss you dearly? Thank you, kind sir, I hear very clearly. The cuckoo's a bonny bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us good tidings and tells us no lies. She sucks little bird's eggs to make her voice clear and never cries cuckoo. Till springtime of the year, child asking baker for cake. Pat a cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Prick it and pat it and mark it with G and put it in the oven for Teddy and me. Pussycat ate the dumplings, pussycat ate the dumplings. Mama stood by and cried, oh, fie, why did you eat the dumplings? Woman sitting at table sewing, man reading paper, needles and pins, needles and pins. When a man marries, his trouble begins. Woman comforting crying child, for every evil under the sun, there is a remedy or there is none. If there be one, try and find it. If there be none, never mind it. Boy falling down, three children sliding on the ice, all on a summer's day. As it fell out, they all fell in. The rest they ran away. Now had these children been at home, or sliding on dry ground, 10,000 pounds to one penny, they had not all been drowned. You parents all that children have. And you too that have none, if you would have them safe abroad, pray keep them safe at home. The wonderful Darby ram, as I was going to Darby all on a market day, I met the finest ram, sir, that ever was fed upon hay, upon hay, upon hay, upon hay. I met the finest ram, sir, that ever was fed upon hay. This ram was fat behind, sir. This ram was fat before. This ram was 10 yards round, sir. Indeed, he was no more, no more, no more, no more. This ram was 10 yards round, sir. Indeed, he was no more. The horns that grew on his head, sir, they were so wondrous high. As I've been plainly told, sir, they reached up to the sky. The sky, the sky, the sky, as I've been plainly told, sir, they reached up to the sky. The tail that grew from his back, sir, was 6 yards and an ell, and it was sent to Darby to toll the market bell, the bell, the bell, the bell, and it was sent to Darby to toll the market bell. Woman WTTH toddler on her lap and two more children on the floor. My lady wind, went round about the house to find. A chink to get her foot in, she tried the keyhole in the door. She tried the crevice in the floor and drove the chimney soot in. And then one night when it was dark, she blew up such a tiny spark that all the house was pothered. From it she raised up such a flame as flamed away to Belting Lane, and White Cross folks were smothered. And thus when once my little dears a whisper reaches itching ears, the same will come, you'll find, take my advice, restrain your tongue. Remember what old nurse has sung of busy lady wind, man and dog, bow wow wow, whose dog art thou, little Tom Tucker's dog, bow wow wow, mother holding a child. Let us go to the woods, says this pig, what to do there? Says this pig, to seek mama, says this pig, what to do with her? Says this pig, to kiss her, says this pig. Jenny shall have a new bonnet, Jenny shall have a new bonnet, and Jenny shall go to the fair, and Jenny shall have a blue ribbon to tie up her bonny brown hair. And why may not I love Jenny, and why may not Jenny love me, and why may not I love Jenny, as well as another body, and here's a leg for a stocking, and here is a leg for a shoe, and she has a kiss for her daddy. And two for her mammy, I trow, and why may not I love Jenny, and why may not Jenny love me, and why may not I love Jenny, as well as another body, girl talking to smaller girl, nevy, nevy, knick-knack. Which hand will ye tack? Tack the right, or tack the rang? I'll beguile ye if I can. Girl running to mother with Punch peeking in the door. Oh, mother, I'm to be married to Mr. Punchinello, to Mr. Pun, to Mr. Chin, to Mr. Nell, to Mr. Lowe. Mr. Pun, Mr. Chin, Mr. Nell, Mr. Lowe, to Mr. Punchinello. Mother and child under umbrella, rain, rain, go to Spain, and never come back again. Man fallen off of horse. Uphill spare me, downhill wear me, on level ground spare me not, and in the stable forget me not, man holding son. When little Fred went to bed, he always said his prayers, he kissed mama and then papa, and straightway went upstairs. Bless you, bonnie bee, say, when will your wedding be? If it be tomorrow day, take your wings and fly away. Jack and pig, Jack Sprat's pig, he was not very little, nor yet very big, he was not very lean, he was not very fat. He'll do well for a grunt, says little Jack Sprat. Under an umbrella, rain, rain, go away, come again, April day, little Johnny wants to play. A little cock sparrow sat on a tree, looking as happy could be, till a boy came by with his bow and arrow, says he, I will shoot the little cock sparrow. His body will make me a nice little stew, and his giblets will make me a little pie too, says the little cock sparrow, I'll be shot if I stay. So he clapped his wings and flew away. Boy looking at bird and tree. Boy bringing flowers to girl. The rose is red, the violet's blue, the pink is sweet, and so are you, group of children going shooting. We'll go a-shooting, says Robin to Bobbin. We'll go a-shooting, says Richard to John. We'll go a-shooting, says John all alone. We'll go a-shooting, says everyone, girl and cupids. Valentine, oh Valentine, curl your locks as I do mine, two before and two behind, good morrow to you, Valentine, mister. Ispister and Betsy his sister, resolve upon giving a treat, so letters they write, their friends to invite. To their house in Great Chamomile Street, Bo Peep looking for sheep. Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep, and tell WHERE to find them. Music, Bo Peep. Transcriber's note, you can play this music MIDI file by clicking here. Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep, and cannot tell where to find them, leave them alone, and they'll come home and bring their tails behind them, Bo Peep asleep. Little Bo Peep fell fast asleep, and dreamt she heard them bleeding, but when she awoke she found it a joke. For still they all were fleeting, Bo Peep with her crook. Then up she took her little crook, determined for to find them, she found them indeed, but it made her heart bleed. For they'd left their tails behind them. Bo Peep sees the tails hung. It happened one day, as Bo Peep did stray unto a meadow hard by, there she espied their tails, side by side, all hung on a tree to dry. Bo Peep wiping her eye, then she heaved a sigh and wiped her eye, and ran o'er hill and dale, and tried what she could as a shepherdess should. To tack to each sheep its tailo, man with seven wives, etc., as I was going to St. Ives. I met a man with seven wives, every wife had seven sacks, every sack had seven cats, every cat had seven kits, kits, cats, sacks, and wives. How many were there going to St. Ives? Go to bed first, a golden purse, go to bed second, a golden pheasant, go to bed third, a golden bird, woman sitting before a window eating. There was an old woman, and what do you think? She lived upon nothing but victuals and drink, victuals and drink were the chief of her diet. Yet the plaguey old woman would never be quiet. She went to the baker's to buy some bread, and when she came home her husband was dead. She went to the clerk to toll the great bell, and when she came back her husband was well, cat watching mice. Some little mice sat in a barn to spin. Pussy came by, and she popped her head in. Shall I come in and cut your threads off? Oh no, kind sir, you will snap our heads off. Transcriber's notes, there seemed to be no rhyme nor reason to which poems began with small caps, and which did not. Without a clear pattern to follow, this was retained as printed. The corrections made are listed below and also indicated by dotted lines under the corrections. Scroll the mouse over the word and the original text will appear. Page 82, word added to text. Original read, there was jockey, now reads there. Was a jockey, page 227. He changed to she. She fought for her, end of the project, GUTMBRGEBOOK Mother Goose's Nursery RHYMES asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one, the old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright. Law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works, so the foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright, royalties. Special rules set forth in the general terms of use part of this license apply to copying and distributing project. Gutenberg trademark electronic works to protect the project GUTMBRGTM concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook, except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start. Full license. The full Project GUTMBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. 1A. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg electronic work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property. Trademark Copyright Agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg electronic works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg electronic work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E8. 1B, Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. C. Paragraph 1C below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg electronic works. See paragraph 1E below 1C. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the foundation or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. 1D. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1E. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg. 1E1. The following sentence with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work, on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated, is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1E2. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to a work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1E8 or 1E9. 1E3. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is posted with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the Project Gutenberg license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg license terms from this work or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg. 1E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work, or any part of this electronic work without, prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the project. Gutenberg license. 1E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary. Compressed, marked up, non-proprietary or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website, www.gutenberg.org, you must, at no additional cost, fee, or expense to the user, provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain vanilla ASCII or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1, 1E7. Do not charge a fee for access to, viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works, unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9. E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works, provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the project. Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the project, Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, at the address specified in Section 4, Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that S/he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in Section 3 below, 1F1F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe, and proofread works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the Project Gutenberg trademark collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as, but not limited to, incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty disclaimer of damages, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, and any other party distributing a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty, or breach of contract, except those provided in paragraph 1F3. You agree that the foundation, THE, trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive, or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1F3. Limited right of replacement or refund If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you receive the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you receive the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing, without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1F4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth in paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you as is, with no other WARANTIS of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to WARANTIS of MERCHANTBLITY or fitness for any purpose. 1F5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1F6. Indemnity, you agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone, providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur: a distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg work, B, alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work, and C, any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see Sections 3 and 4 and the Foundation Information page at www.gutenberg.org, Section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 educational corporation organized under the laws of the state of Mississippi and granted tax-exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN or federal tax identification number is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza 516, Montclair, NJ 7042, USA, +1-862-621-9288. Email contact links and up-to-date contact information can be found at the Foundation's website and official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact. Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate, Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the project. Gutenberg concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the U.S. unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper. Edition, most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks. This is the end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening. You can listen to and download more audiobooks at threeords.com.